91X News.
It's 5 degrees and cloudy. I'm Renee Rogers with 91X News. With a cruise ship on the rocks and a Canadian woman beaten in Mexico, Janet Levy says vacationers should not shy away from traveling. Levy is the coordinator of the Business and Administration Program and former teacher of the Travel and Tourism Program at Loyalist College.
Crime can happen anywhere, and you just have to be smart when you're in these destinations and just make better choices. And if the Canadian government says, no, you're not allowed to go, then of all means, then we shouldn't go. But they haven't really enforced that yet. Maybe it's to come.
Levy believes that cruise agencies will offer big discounts to keep their numbers up and suggests Cuba and the Dominican Republic for beach vacationers. Tiendanega First Nation Chief Donald Miracle will be one of the native leaders meeting with Prime Minister Stephen Harper tomorrow. Hundreds of chiefs are registered to participate, either in person or remotely. The meeting is expected to address reserve-based issues such as education, housing, and economic concerns that have long been a source of tension between Aboriginal leadership and the Canadian government. There have been reports the Prime Minister will leave the talks early to prepare for the World Economic Forum in Switzerland. A Belleville group home was evacuated last weekend following a carbon monoxide scare. The incident is prompting local fire officials to warn the public of the dangers of the deadly gas. Mark Venema picks up that story.
It's called the silent killer. Carbon monoxide has no smell, taste, or feel, but can quickly become fatal. In fact, Belleville Fire Prevention Officer Dave McMullen says the reason this particular case ended up as an evacuation instead of a disaster was due completely to the working alarm inside of the residence.
The only way you're going to get alerted to it and warned of it and be able to take appropriate action is through a carbon monoxide detector that will save your life.
The price of a new alarm? About $40. McMullen also recommends having all heated appliances inspected by licensed technicians annually to prevent any leaks in the first place. Mark Venema, 91X News, Belleville.
Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Hastings and Prince Edward County are holding their 14th annual trivia challenge this Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. at 413 Wing Trenton on North Murray Street. Money raised will go towards services and programs offered by Big Brothers and Big Sisters. The organization's fund development coordinator, Kira Hurley, says mentors are always needed.
We're always looking for mentors, so if you're a male or a female, you can always get a little. And just do fun activities with them. You don't have to do things that cost a lot of money, but just even going to the park, hanging out, something where they can engage and have fun.
There's still room to join the fun. Call Kira Hurley at 613-962-3666, extension 33, for more information. A spokeswoman for Federal Justice Minister Rob Nicholson says the cost of crime on society far exceeds the cost of fighting crime. The minister is responding to Ontario estimates that the Tories' omnibus crime bill will cost the taxpayers more than $1 billion in increased police and correctional service costs. Nicholson's spokeswoman says support payments to the provinces and territories have increased 30% since 2006. That's 91X News to 404. Here's Jose DeBarros with sports.
The Durham Lords won their third straight game with a convincing 91-71 victory over the Loyalist Lancers on Friday night in OCAA men's basketball. Calvin Chavon put up strong effort for the Loyalists with 18 points and 11 rebounds, but the story of the game was OCAA leading scorer Robert Gagliardi. The Lords guard showed exactly why he's the top scorer in Ontario college basketball by executing a game-high 38 points. Durham head coach Desmond Rowley says Gagliardi provided more than just offense for his team.
He was a leader, not only 38 points, he had 16 rebounds and 6 steals. So he played the entire floor, and that's what we want to see from him. The best player should be a best player every night.
The win pushes Durham into playoff contention with a 7-5 record, while the Lancers fall to 5-8 this season. The Lancers next play Friday night at La Cité. There's a plane ticket to Ottawa with Jordan Eberle's name on it. The Edmonton Oilers forward and Pittsburgh Penguin defenseman Chris Letang were both added to the event Monday. They'll replace Minnesota Wild captain Miku Koivu and Winnipeg Jets defenseman Dustin Byfuglien, who are both sidelined with injuries. Eberle was passed over when the All-Stars were named 2 weeks ago because of a knee injury, but he returned to the Oilers lineup over the weekend and led the team with 17 goals and 44 points. Letang also returned to action, having missed 21 games with a concussion. The draft to select teams occurs this Thursday night, while the game itself is on Sunday. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Our email is sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Renee Rogers with 91X Weather.
Well, the rain seems to have stopped for the moment, but not for long. Today, we'll reach a high of 7 degrees, rainy this evening, with possible flurries beginning overnight, and the low at minus 1. Tomorrow, a chance of snow, with the temperature steady at 0. And on Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud, with the low minus 2 and a high of 0. Right now, it's 5 degrees. I'm Renee Rogers with Jose De Barros, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5.